Okay, so this question asks about alendronate, a bisphosphonate. Not a complicated question. Our mechanism of action is simply inhibition of osteoclast activity. Okay, so I'll just give some extra information to beef up the value here because you could obviously just look that up on your own. But what you should know is bisphosphonates classically cause pill-induced esophagitis. Okay, so they can present with sore throat when taken orally. The patient needs to remain upright for at least 30 minutes afterward and drink lots of water. Alendronate causing pill-induced esophagitis, really high yield, especially on the family medicine forms for 2CK. Now, students tend to memorize osteonecrosis of the jaw as a high yield side effect of bisphosphonates. Of course, important to know as a factoid, but actually pretty rare. Some other information for you is when we're talking about treatment slash prevention of osteoporosis, weight-bearing exercise is always correct first. Choose long walks over swimming if both are listed. After weight-bearing exercise, calcium and vitamin D are used. After calcium and vitamin D, if we're going to augment the regimen even more, patients who have high risk of fractures or patients who have history of fracture, a bisphosphonate can be added to the regimen. Okay. Once again, inhibition of osteoclast activity. It should be noted that endogenous calcitonin has the same mechanism of action. So when I ask students about what does calcitonin do, they often erroneously say that it has the opposite action of PTH. In other words, PTH will cause increased calcium release from bone. So students will say, oh, like a calcitonin that puts calcium back in the bone, right? No, it doesn't. It merely inhibits osteoclast activity. It caps off the amount of calcium that will leach out of the bone in patients who already have high calcium levels. So endogenous calcitonin and exogenous bisphosphonates, e.g. alendronate, same mechanism of action, okay? They inhibit osteoclast activity. Bisphosphonates can be used. I'll just give you some extra value. They can be used to treat hypercalcemia in patients who've already received IV saline. So if the USMLE classically IM component or surgery component of step two, when they tell you a patient is in hospital and has hypercalcemia, how do you treat it? First answer is always just IV normal saline. And if we, in select circumstances, give a pharmacologic agent beyond just the normal saline, bisphosphonate is the next step, usually, okay? Obviously, a lot we can chat about, but it's usually a bisphosphonate that's given, such as pimidronate, after the IV saline. And then another really high yield use for bisphosphonates, classically on the family medicine component, is patients who have autoimmune disease who are managed with oral prednisone, such as rheumatoid arthritis, IBD, SLE. Patients who are given corticosteroids, such as prednisone, are at risk of osteoporosis, okay, decreased bone density, anyone who develops Cushing. So immediate bisphosphonate therapy, that's how it'll be worded. Immediate bisphosphonate therapy or alendronate now is the answer when a patient is on steroids indefinitely or has received a further course, like a second or third course of steroids. It's important to give those patients bisphosphonates. Okay, that's just some extra value for you. Now, I think just looking at the wrong answer choices here, inhibition of rank L refers to denosumab. Okay, denosumab. That is a monoclonal antibody against rank L that can be used in advanced osteoporosis patients who have fractures. And also looking at another answer choice here, stimulation of osteoblast activity, choice E, that refers to teriparatide. Okay, teriparatide. That is an N-terminus analog of PTH that stimulates osteoblast activity without, interestingly, stimulating the osteoclast indirectly as PTH does. So teriparatide, it can stimulate osteoblasts, increase bone density, but it's not going to indirectly activate osteoclasts and decrease bone density the way PTH does. So those are just two extra drugs for you. Denosumab, monoclonal antibody against rank L, and teriparatide, N-terminus analog of PTH that's capable of stimulating osteoblast activity. Let me see if there's anything else here, because I could obviously chat a while about these things. OPG, okay, if you're wondering what that is, osteoprotegerin, that is a rank receptor decoy. So normally PTH will function to activate osteoblasts. Osteoblasts express rank L on their cell surface. That'll then bind to the rank receptor on osteoclast, and then the osteoclast resorbs the bone. OPG is a rank receptor decoy, meaning it's an endogenous competitive inhibitor of rank L. So if OPG is high, then rank L will bind to more OPG instead of rank receptor. So we get less osteoclast activity. So when patients have menopause, that can be one example of when OPG decreases relative to rank receptor. Okay, so various talking points here, but your take-home point is just merely bisphosphonates inhibit osteoclast activity. Okay, that's it.